Okay, brothers, let's endure. I don't care if you whether you enjoy, as long as you endure, then we will finish this morning. Okay. Let me say this first, brothers. I hope in your getting into these outlines and such in your study, you would not. It's easy just to come together and talk, but the principle is we get out what we put in. It's universal. So I and this is the second year of the training. And after this year, that's it. And so I hope, since you are here, you are dedicating yourself, that you would not shortchange yourself by being careless and being light and about it. Apply yourself. There's the outline for sure. And there are these excerpts. At least read the excerpts. And we have other references and so on. And some of these are full of the matter of practice, like this lesson 44. And I would like to see you all make a decision to have a new practice. Now, don't aim for the moon and set yourself up for failure. Be reasonable. Many of you are busy, you're working. But still, if you have the heart, you can still make incremental progress. Let me tell you, truth constitution is a process of accumulation. Multi-year accumulation. You can read this and get hot, and this afternoon you shut yourself up and read 10 books. That's not what we're talking about, and that will not work. It's not some temporary zeal. You're stirred up, and now you're going to, dust off your library and, devour all the books. No, that's not the way. The way is to set up something for the next 10 years. For example, and you have to consider your strength, your time, and you need to make a decision. I really need to, it's like you go to University of Phoenix, am I right? You go online because you want to get some continual education on some subject so that you can maybe start a new career, right? It's like that. You have to pay. You pay quite a bit of money to University of Phoenix. It's a very lucrative business, and they give you the material, they give you the link, and some of them even have places you can contact to have ask questions answered or live persons. And then after so much time, you get a little certificate or degree of some sort. It's not like UC Berkeley, but you still have to pay the price to do that. And we're not talking about us going to UC Berkeley here. We're talking about University of Phoenix here, okay? We're talking about a reasonable accumulation and furtherance of your knowledge of the truth with the help of the ministry materials. But you still need a plan. It's not by, we'll see, the tortoise wins the race. That is Brother Lee's constant illustration, to take the tortoise way and not the way of the hare or the rabbit. Okay, so plan it out, whatever it is. Okay, let's go through this. This is a very practical lesson 44, being personally constituted with the divine truth. You yourself have to make a decision, make a plan, make a schedule, budget, so that you can do this that much. Brothers, get rid of this idea of miraculously knowing the word. Nobody knows the word miraculous, including the Lord Jesus. Mary taught him. At age 12, he was talking with the what? With those scribes. At 12, age 12, the Lord Jesus. Don't think the Lord Jesus was God, so he sat there and boom, he knows everything. Don't think so. He was 9 months in the womb, followed the exact human law of nature to be born, and surely he studied the scriptures. And Mary was a student of the scripture, according to her prophecy with Elizabeth. Brothers, forget about this miraculous spiritual notion of somehow you come to enough meetings, the stuff will seep into you. No, 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 no. You need to study yourself. And no one can study for you. So this is personally constituted with the divine truth. Okay, number one. We need to set up we need to set our heart to learn the truth. Isn't that good? The first thing is you need to set your heart. Many of us brothers, we need to reset our heart to learn the truth. A, nothing is too difficult for someone who sets his heart to do it. It all depends upon whether or not you put your heart into it. B, the most important thing is to learn the truth and the experiences of life. You need to try to advance as quickly as possible in these two matters. That means what? That means there should be some visible progress. And you can see it. Some brothers who have been in the Word more than ever, they stand up one day and speak, you can tell it. At least I can tell it. I can tell it. This brother has been studying. Otherwise, he cannot speak like that. You see. Okay, see, what is important now is not how much you read every day, but how much you learn and enter into the truth. What does that mean? That means the volume is secondary. You may read two messages a week. You may even read one a week. It'll take you 40 years to finish, half of your lifetime. But it's better than doing nothing. You see what I mean? I tell you, if you really seriously dive into a life study, it will take you a week to really understand and know all the things, if you study it. So the point here is, don't go for just the volume. Go for the effort, you see. How much have you learned and how much have you gotten into the truth is what I want to know. Okay, number two, we need to progress in the study of the truth. All right, we need to make progress in this study. A, although the Bible does not change, we can advance in our knowledge and study of the Bible and in our interpretation and application of the truth. Brother Lee Shirley talking about himself through his study, both the interpretation and the application has just gone on. Am I right? Just marvelously, marvelously. B, today if we desire to work for the Lord, we must raise our level of education. If we do not advance, we will be taken over by others and be eliminated. Some of us are self-eliminated. No one eliminated you. Progress eliminated you. You're standing here as the elder when your audience knows 10 times more than you. You can claim, you know, this is my throne, you know. But everyone there knows more, 10 times more truth than you. You have been self-eliminated. When you stand up, you have nothing to give. when the saints have more to give. And people know. People know. Okay, C, what we need now is to enter in and to study more deeply, then we will be able to meet the need of this age. When you study more deeply, brothers, again, it may not necessarily mean you go and get concordance and all these things. You just get into the material that we have more thoroughly, more carefully. And I tell you, you'll be a deep person. Trust me, you'll be a deep person. D, if you study the biblical truth thoroughly and then present them to people, they will fully appreciate what you say. The reason why people don't appreciate what you say is not because of the truth. It's because of your inability to present them. And a lot of that inability resides not in your gift of presentation, but actually in your lack of knowledge and constitution. So start there. Start there. You must strive to pursue the truth. You must exert some effort to be solidly equipped in the truth. Look, brothers, just look at your past years in the recovery. How many years? Don't you feel you wasted a lot of time? I do. If I had started this X years ago, I would have long ago finished it. But I didn't. And I still am not doing it. And that's it. And that's it. So I really feel there needs, along with the increase and all of this, there needs to be a revival, a fundamental revival in the love for the word and the pursuit of the truth, starting with us, starting with us. Okay, we need to see our need to come to the full knowledge of the truth. The biggest shortage among us today is the elders. The elders are short of the full knowledge of the truth. B, the truth, the word, not only regenerates, feeds, and enlightens, but it sanctifies. A person who is not full of the truth is not that sanctified. The word sanctifies you. The truth has a way to change you inwardly. You know, out of the sanctification comes transformation, right? An elemental change, a metabolic change. And I tell you, without the word of the truth, that process is not so solid. Yeah, the Spirit sanctifies us, the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit. But I tell you, the Word, the Spirit works through the Word to sanctify us. If your head, your mind, is always filled with the Word of God, you are sanctified. Yeah, you're sanctified. Otherwise, it's filled with all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. We're devoting too much time to so many worldly, secular, may not be sinful, but just unproductive and unprofitable things in the world, just like the worldly people, when we should be spending time in the Word of God. I hope to stir up a love and interest for the truth. All right. We should not merely have the knowledge of the truth, but the full knowledge, the complete knowledge, and the perfect knowledge of the truth. That's what the Savior God desires. D, if we have never been constituted with this knowledge, then how could we speak, preach, and teach? A lot of our ministry, brothers, is to preach and teach. You know, shepherd and teachers is a single category of people in Ephesians 4. We shepherd by teaching, of course, in a living way, not in a dead way. But without teaching, there's really no shepherding. You shepherd people with what? Just, it's only some TLC, you know? You dole out some TLC. Well, a lot of people does that. Why do we need you? What is the church like? We need to cherish the saints. We need to feed them. We need to love them. We need to all these things. But they need nourishment, ultimately. And nourishment is only found in the Word. And that Word comes from you as a channel, right? As a channel of what has been constituted there already. Okay, number four, we need to dive into the recovery version with the footnotes and the life study messages. Now, I am a proponent of this. I'm an old school proponent of the recovery version and the life studies. I say if you do that, even a lot of the high peak you will get. If you just go after the high peak without the foundation of the life studies, you may not be getting everything. Actually, brotherly, cover the high peak. Not in those words, Athanasius' words, you know, about God becoming man. Not in those words, but it's all there. All there. The Trinity, the triune God, is covered in the life studies. The whole item of Christ, the church, the believers. I mean, just go to the conclusion of the life studies. You know those green things, which are all gleaned or excerpted from the life studies. Now that you really need to endure. You know the 110 items of Christ. You know, humanity or whatever. I mean, all these riches, brothers. Now don't be overwhelmed today. If I talk this way, or you go stare at the library. You just want to give up. A 1,000 miles journey, Chinese saying, starts with one step, huh? Yes. Take one step forward. Don't aim for the moon. Just begin. And I would like to say, for many of even the younger brothers, even those who have been through the FTTA, you have never read the life studies. At least not enough. Okay? So these two things, the recovery version and the life studies, are worthy goals. Now, the recovery version, let me just finish reading it. Okay. We need to see the four purposes of the recovering with notes. Now, this is very important, the four purposes. Why the recovery version? One, to present the truth, to bring you into the truth. You know, the Word is the truth. Two, to minister the life supply to give you much nourishment, for sure. Three, to solve the common and hard problems in the Bible, to remove all the obstacles on your driveway so that you can drive your study car through any book of the Bible without stops. Now, that is fantastic. This recovery version, we're giving it away free, New Testament, to the people out there. Bible BFA. We have so many responses in saying, you guys are crazy to give this away free. But thank you very much. And recently, I mean, we have more and more. We are using this for my whole Bible study, for my congregation. This is the best. These people out there just found it. And then I look back at our own saints. They don't even have a... They don't even carry the recovery version. They don't read it. We are like born with a silver spoon. We're swimming in riches, and we don't know what is rich anymore. Our own saints do not appreciate this ministry like many outsiders. I only come from BFA's perspective. All right. What a shame. Something is very wrong here. I will predict the day will come that we'll meet people who knows more about these deeper truth than we do, than the saints in the churches do. And you'll be surprised. We're in the church. We're in the recovery. They are not. But they will know more than you do. Yeah. Because they are serious. A lot of them are really panting. You know what I mean? Dissatisfied. Seeking. And they find this. It's like water in the desert. But to us, it's ho-hum. Okay. Number four, to open up the books of the Bible, to open up the mind in the Bible, to expose the treasures so it's easy for you to dig out the treasures. Now, I am a beneficiary of the recovery version. I mean, like, I don't need anything. You know what did D.L. Moody say? D.L. Moody say, burn everything in my library, just leave me Macintoshes. The Pentateuch. Notes on the Pentateuch. That's over 100 years ago, and that's before Brother Nee and Brother Lee. That's just the brethren, the best of the brethren. And for Moody to say that means Moody has some idea about, you know, where the riches were. Today, I would say you can burn my whole library, just leave me the recovery version. Why? Let me tell you, the recovery version, including the Old Testament, is the crystallization of the life studies. But brothers, let me tell you, even if you don't read the life studies, how about you make a plan to read through the recovery version, the Bible, the text, with the footnotes and the outlines in X number of years. You just do that. I mean, you need great endurance to do that. But if you would do that, that will help you a lot. Now, you know, what does life study do? Life study does something that the recovery version does not do. It helps in our application and experience. Brotherly, when he spoke the life studies, he spoke it in that way. It's called the life studies because the emphasis is on life, not on knowledge, although there's tons of knowledge there. But it's for life. And so he has many, many illustrations to help you apply and experience those things that you may not get in the footnotes. The footnotes more or less just open and interpret and explain. But still, it's tremendously enlightening. Brothers, it's all here. We've got it. We've got it. I talked to the BFA people. I said, here you are, you know, packing, sending them out. How about you? Okay, B, to get into these four purposes of the recovery version with the footnotes, you must dive into the recovery version with the footnotes and the life studies. This is to study the Word. No better way to study the Word than with the recovery version and the life study messages. Because life study messages are not topical, they are book by book. All right? One, to be, you know, like the truth lessons that Brother Lee started in Taiwan? Those are topical. That's another way to study. But I would actually suggest, if you have not done so, study book by book. Book by book. There is a place of studying topics, okay? Because you deep dive into one point. For example, you study the matter of the kingdom. The kingdom, it's a huge, huge subject. And, you know, takes a long time. But start with the books. And start in a way of, we do it in Irvine the way exactly Brother Lee, how Brother Lee did it chronologically. It's Romans first, John number 2. Remember that? Hebrews, am I right? We followed that. Brother Lee had a reason. Or you can at least, to cover the more important books. The important books you have to at least get into is Matthew, life study. Matthew, Roman, John, Roman, the four heart books, right? Hebrews, revelation. At least you have to get that. At least you have to get that. Okay. One, to present the truth, to bring you into the truth. I read all these already. Okay, B, to get into these four purposes. Okay, I read that too. Okay, one, to be built up in the truth, we must study the text and every note. So read the text and the note. So you cannot finish the Bible in 1 year. Finishing the Bible in 1 year is no notes, just the text. Three chapters in the old, one chapter in the new, which for some of us, we may still need to do that because you have never even read through the Old Testament. Some of you may not have even read through the New Testament. And you are a leading brother. Okay. Two, if possible, it is helpful to take care of the cross references. That's a beautiful, beautiful tool. Three, then you need to study the life study messages, of course. Four, you must consider the text of the recovery version with the notes and the life study messages as a textbook. You must study them as a textbook, not a novel, not a magazine, not a newspaper, a textbook. Treat it like that. You know, you need a table. You need some highlighters. You need properly some tools to get into this matter in a somewhat of a serious way. Five, the life study messages are the most availing and prevailing key to open up the New Testament to all of us. See, if you merely read the life studies, you will only receive a temporary nourishment that will only become a kind of inspiration to you. When what we read becomes a truth in our being, the nourishment remains forever. The only way for the truth to get into you is through your mentality. Remember what I shared in the last message, that it remains in your memory. If you do not understand, the truth cannot get into you. I think this reference of Luke is about the Lord opens their understanding, opens their mind. You know, I would like to, you know, one time, you know, we all enjoy John 20, the night of the Lord's resurrection. He came and breathed the Spirit. That's Brother Lee's favorite, right? Blowing into them, receive this essential Spirit, all that. But we neglect, there's a Luke account. Have you studied the Luke's account of that night? Luke's emphasis was not the Spirit, but the Word. Go read that. That will give you a balance. That night, the Lord didn't just and then leave. The Lord spoke and concerning himself from the Psalms, from history, from the law. The emphasis, the account in Luke was the Word. The Spirit and the Word are the two greatest gifts that God has given to us. And you cannot have one without the other. And in fact, they are one. All Scripture is God-breathed. So, brothers, you must know the Word. Okay. When the Lord came to this earth, what did he do mainly? Not just heal the sick, not just to feed the, you know, hungry, raise the dead. Mainly, the Lord's work was teaching. He taught. That was his main work. He taught. And what he taught was worked into his disciples. And it says, go, therefore, disciple the nations, teaching them, not just baptizing, teaching them what I commanded you in the last 3 years. And that is all part of the apostles' teaching. And it was that becomes the base of all the apostles that followed the Lord. And this is the New Testament today. Okay. Number five, we need to spend time to acquire a solid knowledge of the New Testament ministry. A, we have seen that to get ourselves into the New Testament ministry needs time. We must mean business with the Lord. Brother Lee's testimony. Before 1933, immediately after I was saved, was mainly my college education period. I studied in school, and after education, I got a job. But morning and evening, and especially on Saturdays and the Lord's Day, I did nothing but study the Bible. I spent at least 8 years, he was in his 20s, building a basic foundational knowledge of the Bible before I came out as a full-time worker. That's why we have FTTA, brothers. The main thing in FTTA is to educate the young people with the truth. D, some of you may be concerned as to how you could do this. In spite of this, you must do it. Brother Lee will say this. Brothers, once we talk about this, they'll say, how? How do I do it? Brother Lee's always the point is, it's not how. It's whether you will do it. If you do it, it doesn't matter how. Slow, quick, this way, that way. The main thing is you get into it. That is the main point. That is the main point. Don't compare yourself with others. Okay? This is what I expect of you brothers who are taking the lead in the church or in any kind of meeting. You must acquire a solid knowledge of the New Testament ministry. Some of you may be concerned as to how you could do this. Oh, I read this already. E, you need years to get into the New Testament ministry. So I said multi-year. Not a few weeks, not a few months. Just plan for years of getting into it. F, all the elder brothers need to get themselves saturated, soaked, and constituted with this basic knowledge of God's word. We should encourage the saints to have a private time in the Lord's word and that they should do this as a proper rule of their daily life. Regardless of how busy or how tired we are, we can reserve 30 minutes a day for time with the Lord in the word. It depends on our will. I think many of us waste 30 minutes at least in a day on something not that profitable. Like I say, whether Trump is the next president or Hillary, it's about the same. All right? There's not much difference there. So you go to vote, whatever you want to vote. We need to do something much more important.
Amen.
All right. I really mean this, brothers. There is time. Don't say there's no time. It's time wasted. And you waste time because you don't have a plan. And there's no accountability. Make a plan for yourself. And then be accountable. Maybe with two brothers. Maybe three brothers. Maybe the brothers in your group, current group. I do not know. You just start somewhere. You know, some people say, Brother Lee, which book should I start? John, Matthew. Brother Lee say, just choose a book. All this talking, all this kind of, you know what I mean? Just start. Okay? As you get into it, you will acquire a taste for it. Then we can talk more about finessing your study, about some of these things. But you need to acquire a taste, a desire to study the word. A diligent seeker, we need to take the tortoise way, the tortoise wins the race. A diligent seeker of the Lord could possibly finish the entire New Testament by studying 2 hours a day for 2.5 years. Whoa. That's FTTA, right? But even in FTTA, we don't finish the New Testament. It's topical. So after FTTA, they really should embark on a lifetime of studying the Bible, a book at a time. B, if the church, however, took 7.5 years to get through the entire New Testament, this would be wonderful. So Brother Lee, discounted from 2.5 years to 7.5 years, I go a further 19.5 years. 2 a week. C, Never forget the race before between the hare and the tortoise. The tortoise wins the race. If we keep going slowly, we will win the race. All the running ones will be defeated, but the working ones will win the race. We need to eat regularly, continuously, and slowly. And I advise you not to go too fast, but to go slowly. You will then reach the goal. Okay, number seven. We need to be raised up in the way of the truth. Let's read. As elders, I encourage you all. Okay, brothers, that's it. None of this means anything if we go out of here and praise the Lord for the training. Is there a resolution on your part? Some of you may be already doing this, I don't know. But I suppose many of us may not be doing this. So set up a goal. I say recovery version. With the footnotes, I say life studies, start there. Just start there. Two life studies a week is one way. You can simultaneously use the life study and the recovery version and the notes and all of this to study a book. Just start there. And if you have not done New Testament, start with a book in the New Testament. If you have a favorite book, start with a favorite book. I don't care if it's James, okay? Just start with James. You see the gray James. You see the backdrop in which God's economy will shine. No, James is not. Brother Lee really got into James. And so on. Two messages a week is a good place to start. I like to actually propose like the 100 Days Prayer. The whole Northern California read the same book. All the saints. It's not mandatory, but there's a morale when we all do it together for the next 10 years. How about we come up with such a plan? What do you think? Brothers, let's be practical. Let's not be just stirred up. Okay?
Amen.
How about you start first?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm done here. I think we just have a little prayer with your neighbor, and then we can stop.